flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend is the Super Bowl, and for many, it's all about those Super Bowl commercials.
Even though we've seen them all on YouTube by now.
Yes.
Yes.
But it did get us wondering if we have any listeners that have actually been in a commercial. 206-803-ROCK, way high window guy in Tukwila, you were in an infomercial for what product?
Yeah, hey guys, what's going on?
What's going on, my man?
Oh, just heading into work.
Awesome. So what commercial are you in?
So I was at work one day washing windows, and this guy came up to me and he said, "Hey, you want to make some money?" And I was like, "I don't know about this."
Do tell.
But, yeah, right. So he had me come down and gave me this little tool. He had a mop and a squeegee on each side and said, "Need you to tell me that you love this product." And I did a little drop down the windows and faced the camera and said, "I'm a professional window washer, and I love the ultimate squeegee."
Okay.
That was it.
Question. Did you actually love the product, or was it crap?
Actually, in between takes, I told him, "Does he want me to be honest or just read the script?" And he said, "Just read the script."
And how much did they pay you to read the script?
$100.
That's all. I'd say anything was great for $100.
Did you actually get to watch the infomercial when it aired on TV?
You know what? I had to find it on the internet, and it's still floating around out there.
The ultimate squeegee.
That is so funny. Somebody texted him, "I was never in a commercial, but my ex-girlfriend was in one of those infomercials for Girls Gone Wild." Let's just say our relationship didn't last very long.
Oh, no.
I got to imagine that the relationship didn't end because of that, but maybe just because she was just too wild of a woman.
Those were legendary, though.
those were, like, as good as DVDs and now certain websites. Like, when I was a teenager and those would pop on at like 2 in the morning, I'm like, well, I'm not changing the channel for like the next 45 minutes.
Minutes, Steve.
Seconds. 45 seconds. Well, I keep it on, you know, just because I wanted to see what happened if they got the t-shirt that they were offered to do those videos there, Danny. I'm a man who likes resolution.
Me too.
Yes.
Steve, I know you do a lot of like your wrestling promos and things like that, but have you ever been in a commercial, like a legitimate commercial?
I have, and I have no idea what it was for. It was back when I was in college. I was interning at a film company in Manhattan, called Manhattan Film Works. And it made me realize rather quickly that I do not ever want to be in the film industry. That is truly the worst industry. Like, if you're not the main dude, it's like whoever's below you is crapping on you as like a human being. And then that person craps on the person below them. And it just keeps going down the ladder to the intern.
Oh.
And that was me. And it just sucked. But then one time they were doing they were filming something for like some kind of a medical thing. And they're like, "We need somebody that could just like look like they work at the hospital pushing a cart with some stuff in it." So they put one of those white jackets on me and go, "Steve, do it." I was like, "Yeah." And I thought this was going to be like the start of a film career.
Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve.
Oh, no.
And I remember like the commercial did air. I don't. I think you could see maybe like my leg walking by the screen. I don't even remember what it was for, but it was such a weird experience. I didn't have a lot of fun working there, but I did love the guy who ran it. We used to be like the. He was like the guy that was doing the documentaries for like the Beach Boys and other artists. Like this was his company. And one time he took me to lunch and he was telling me about all that. And I was like, this is mind blowing. He's like, yeah, I like you, man. Like if you, when you're done with college, if you, and I go, no. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I can't do this. Like everybody's just awful. He's like, yeah. It's just, you got to be a certain type of person that put up with like people just stepping all over you nonstop. I'm like, yeah, this is just not my vibe. But he was an awesome dude.
Did you get paid $100 like the way High Window Guy did for the commercial?
No.
Free 99 is what you charged?
I think they gave me lunch.
Oh, God. In college, though, you'll do anything.
I was going to say, being broke, that was like giving me $100. Okay. It was awesome.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.